out of the usual. But about a year later, this medical chap was swapping yarns with a fellow medico. And the other chap told him about a woman who tried to drown herself. Her husband got her out, they pulled around, and then a few weeks later, she gassed herself.
A very curious coincidence.
Oh, yes, you wait. The chaps looked at one another and said it was pretty odd, and then my chap pulled out a snapshot and showed it to the second chap. That's the fellow, he said. I'd gone along the next day to check up on the particulars, and I noticed a magnificent species of hibiscus just by the front door. My camera was in the car, and so I took a photo. Just as I snapped the shutter, the husband came out of the door, and I got him as well. I don't think he realized it. Anyway, the second chap took a look at the photo. He said, it's a bit out of focus, but I could swear. At any rate, I'm almost sure it's the same man.
And did they follow it up?
No idea. But if they did, they didn't get anywhere. Queer story, isn't it? Huh? I wouldn't think things like that could happen.
Oh, yes, I would. Practically every day. If a man gets a formula that works, he won't stop. He'll go on.
Brides in the bath, eh?
That kind of thing, yes.
Doctor, let me have the snapshot as a curiosity. I mean, lots of odds and ends in here. Don't know why I keep these things. No, that's an elephant I shot in Kenya.